All for a firing.
Way more jalapenos than I.
Well, I'll call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order. We got August 20th, 2018. First item is approval of the agenda. First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Ron. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We have an agenda. Item three is executive session. Is there a request, Mr. Barnier?
There is. Request for executive session. Do not anticipate any action coming out of the discussion on legal matters in exec session.
I'll move to go to exec session.
First by Ron, second by Terry. All in favor?
Aye.
We're off to exec. We got informational reports. We just have some corrected minutes from the library board. Brings us to announcements and praise. Because of Labor Day, we have the next scheduled meeting on Tuesday instead of Monday. That'd be the 4th of September. Music on Main this Wednesday is also the community picnic from 5 to 9. I think the picnic's from like 5 to 6:30 or somewhere in there. But a thank you from the city and SMRI and the Chamber and a couple others. Is that all the groups, Daniel, that I get there? Downtown Foundation. I knew I was missing one. But just thank you to the community for putting up with the rally and come together as a group. Also, coming up soon is the Mustang Rally going from August 29th through the 3rd of September. That's what I had for announcements and praise. Anybody else from council have anything? I guess I'd ask Councilman Coach Kessler is at a golf meet is where he is at, and unfortunately couldn't make it back in time tonight. So moving on, we move to the city manager's report. So I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Just a couple of items. The first is a sales tax update. This is for June sales. In the 2% or general sales tax month over month, we were actually down 8%, which leaves us year to date down 1.4%. The largest sales tax months are actually in July and August. And so the next 2 months will really kind of tell how we're going to finish up the majority of the year. Oddly enough, in the tourism or the triple B tax month over month, we were actually up 4.2%. And so year to date in our tourism or triple B, we're up 11.7%, which is quite different. We're not quite sure if some of the reason why sales were down in the general is simply because one or two large entities may be reported late or something. And unfortunately, just based off the information we get from the state, there's no way to tell that. But seeing that the tourism was up so strongly and for the years up so strongly definitely is odd, but we can't tell you much more than that. Payroll changes are all within budget. These are a few minor corrections that occurred during the rally, and this is always what happens when we hire as many people as we do. Some of the people we hire end up not being able to work, and so Lisa scrambles and finds someone to fill their place. So in this point, at our rally info booth, she was able to hire a recently retired city employee, Jeannie, to come back and fulfill that need for us, and also a rally surveyor. And again, those were all things that were budgeted, and we had previous employees, but they dropped out, so we had to hire someone else to fill that position. Any questions? Thanks.
Thanks, Daniel. Item 8 is a consent calendar. Just have A through C. We have minutes. We have an abatement of a property tax, and we have a setting a public hearing. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss individually? None being heard. Does anybody in the public want to remove A through C, any of those items, and discuss them individually from the consent calendar? You bet. If the question was if we don't remove it, 8 being discussed individually, is it automatic approval? If there's 6 affirmative votes from the sitting body, it would be approved, correct? Yep. Yep. And this is just a recommendation to the county, but they need our process for sure to make their final decision.
Go ahead.
We have a first by Rhea.
I'll second it.
Second by Dave. We do have minutes on here. We'll roll call. Terry, we'll start with you, sir. Yes. Mike?
Yes.
I'm yes. Dave?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
We have a unanimously approved consent calendar. Brings us to the claims. Pretty thick sheet. Had quite a bit of activities recently, I guess, for sure. Any questions from council or discussion on any of the claims?
Rick, do you happen to know the HVAC at the Armory? Oh, that's right. Yep. Yeah, that was the week before the rally or week and a half before the rally?
So the answer was a compressor went out on the AC unit. I have a question on that then, as long as we're talking about that. Is that included on a Rasmussen, or is that separate contract, that building?
That is part of the preventative maintenance, but a compressor going out is not part of one of the covered items.
Understood.
Things like changing filters and...
Found it. Thanks. Any other questions or emotion? But, yes.
Near the business improvement district portion, the Rally Point sculpture.
It is, yep.
It's just me. Under business improvement district, the bid, the sculpture for the Rally Point, which sculpture is that now?
This is for a new sculpture that the Business Improvement District is purchasing. It has not been unveiled yet, so I don't know if I'm at liberty to say what it is. But it's for a new sculpture that the Business Improvement District is buying. There are, I think, half the funds have already been raised through a couple different sources, and the other half I think they already have some leads on, as well as just from their internal funds they plan on spending money on, but you do save on sales tax by the city buying it versus the foundation.
But their plans are right in Rally Point for...
Yes. Yeah. Right on Rally Point facing Harley-Davidson Way. Yeah.
And I had just a question on the motor grader lease. That's for an annual lease.
That's an annual lease.
I'm sorry. So it's a static price for 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. The motor grader? Any other discussion or emotion? We can wait a little bit.
I'll move to approve the claims.
We have first by Ron to approve the claims.
Second.
We have a second by Dave. We'll roll call this, especially since we're spending nearly $900,000. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
Unanimously approved claims there.